everybody. I'm Kelly Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week, we're airing some of my dad's teaching on faith from the Southwest Believers Convention. Dad laid a strong foundation of how faith comes, how it grows, and how to make faith in God work for you. Even after years of being a Christian, he's still growing. I mean, I'm still growing, but when I look at him and think how long he's been doing this, and he's just hungry for more, hungry to know Jesus more, hungry to know more of faith. And for you and I, there's still so much more to experience and learn about Jesus and his word. We should always be growing up in him spiritually. Now, before we get into today's message, here are some highlights from KCM's 50 years of ministry. Every milestone was a victory for the gospel. We've had the privilege of being a part of sharing Jesus, our Savior, with millions of people around the world, all for the reason of touching lives and changing destinies for Jesus Christ.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries celebrates 50 years of ministry.
Never seen and never known. And I've not done anything in secret. Any man that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I'll show you ways that'll astound the world. I've done it in the past and I'll do it in the future. Don't you remember in my word, saith the Lord, that I said when the Spirit of truth is come, he'll take all that's mine and show it unto you. And all that the Father has is mine. And I say again, he'll take what is mine and he'll show it unto you. He's come with an assignment to show you and to teach you and to train you.
Mark chapter 11, and for just a moment here, in order to do what the Lord has instructed me to do tonight, I want to look at this 23rd verse. Well, the 22nd verse, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Whether you and I realize it or not, that is a spiritual law. The scripture says, by what law of works? No, but by the law of faith. That's the law of faith. That is also the law of fear. Because fear is twisted faith. Fear is faith in the ability of a dangerous animal to hurt you, so you're afraid of that animal. It's faith in that animal's ability to do you harm. Can you see it? What we know as fear was originally Adam's faith. And it got twisted, wicked, twisted, turned 180 degrees opposite. Now, whether you realize it or whether you don't, what surrounds you today, what a lot of people think that what the devil's been doing, but actually it's the product of what you've been saying. Well, of course, you open the door to him. But you are today what you said yesterday. You have surrounding you today what you said yesterday. Because you have what you say. That's just the spiritual law, amen, that governs. So, to understand how the force of faith works is vitally important. And I've had people say, well, Brother Copeland, why do you preach about faith so much? Well, you can't get saved without it. And you can't please God without it. And we walk by faith and not by sight. You can't walk the Christian walk without it. Amen. And it is by faith we understand that God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And we're supposed to know how it works and live in it, live by it, have our lives sustained by it. The just shall live by faith. Amen. And besides that, you can't teach on anything without winding up on faith. How are you going to teach on healing without coming to faith? How are you going to teach on the laws of the Spirit without coming to faith? Because it works by faith. Amen. And besides that, it's fun. Amen. You can just get completely excited about this because it's nowhere near the mystery that it used to be. Mark 11, are you there? Let's look at verse 20. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter calling, remembrance saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. Now, they just saw him demonstrate that. Notice that it says in verse 13, seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, how far is afar off? Well, it's far enough away you couldn't see that there wasn't any figs on the thing. So it wasn't just a few feet away. Jesus answered and said unto it. He talked to the tree. This is very important. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. 9 words. And didn't say anything else. No idle words. 9 words. He spoke the desired end result. Now, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully here. Words are the most powerful things in this universe. This is a word-created universe. It is a word upheld universe. It is a word controlled environment. And you can't get away from that. You can't change that. But you can and should choose the words under which you live. You have a choice. Most people don't know that, so they just say anything, you know, that comes out their mouth. But you still have what you say. The spirit man, your inner, the real you. The real you. The eternal part. By your spirit, you contact God. By your soul, you contact the intellectual world. Your mind, your emotions, and so forth. And then with the physical body, you contact this natural physical world through the five physical sense gates. The spirit man also, for lack of a better way to say this, you have spiritual guts the same as you have physical guts. You have faith, that's a spiritual force. Wisdom, that's a spiritual force. Amen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Let patience have her perfect work, that you be entire wanting nothing.
Yes.
Gentleness, goodness, meekness, kindness, temperance. Well, Brother Copeland, that's the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All of those are spiritual forces working on the inside of you. Amen. And the Word of God, man does not live by bread alone, Matthew 4:4, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Did you ever stop to think about the capacity of a human being has the capacity to hear every word out of the mouth of God? I was so startled one afternoon. Oh, this hadn't been but, what, I guess a couple of years ago. And I was just meditating along these lines and the spiritual capacity. You remember the madman of Gadara? The spiritual capacity of that man. Now, there was only one spirit that possessed him. Jesus spoke to that ruler of the darkness of this world and said, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. That spirit came back and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? You come to torment us before our time? And that's the last thing he said. And he was gone. Then all the devils besought him. Thousands of them. We don't want to leave this country. Think of the spiritual capacity of one man. How many demons and devils and all that activity? Well, I guess so. A human being has the spiritual capacity to contain God Himself. Think about it. When you got born again, think about it. Think about what happened. My. Yeah, hey. Yeah, and then the Lord said to me one time, He said, Kenneth, I could have filled you with an angel. He said, I've got some good ones. And I thought, what? He said, well, what do you think a demon possessed? What do you, a man that Satan has possessed? He's a fallen angel. And I caught on to what he was saying. He said, I didn't fill you with an angel. I didn't trust you to anybody but me. I filled you with myself. Doesn't that thrill you? Spiritual capacity of a born-again human being is limitless. Hallelujah. That just gives me a thrill. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Are you following me now? Now, I want you to see that because listen. When you make certain decisions in the natural, you cause your physical body to begin functioning. Things you're not even aware of begin to happen. You just make a decision that I'm going to sit down and eat this. You just make that decision, and all of a sudden, all this stuff starts happening. I mean, your body's getting ready for, you know, here it comes, brother. Man, let's get ready here. He's gonna do it. Yeah, he's gonna do it. Look out. Amen. Well, the moment you speak, your spiritual inner man comes alive. Your mouth is the start button. Like one man said, this is a voice-activated system. And it's true. That's right. Nasser Siddiqui said that. A voice-activated system. That's the way faith is released. That's the way fear is released. That's the way love is released. That's the way hate is released, is by words. Words that you believe. And you speak them. And they'll either bring life or death. They'll either bring blessing or cursing. The scripture said, blessing and cursing ought not be coming out of the same mouth. Yes. Amen. And when you notice, people don't realize that because the Bible is the only place you're going to find the truth about this. The truth of faith, the truth of words and their power and how they work. And you stop and just think about this for a minute. Words are spiritual containers. Amen. When you speak a word that is filled with faith, or a word that is filled with fear, it either releases the power to deliver or the power to destroy. Amen. I was preaching down in south part of Texas years ago, back beginning years of this ministry. And this lady said, Brother Copeland, I want to ask you a question. She said, there's something that just puzzled me. She said, my family, there was a car that ran stoplight and hit us on the side and cut our car in half. Such an impact. She said our whole family was scattered all over the infield between the two roads there. She said the number of the bones in my body were broken. She said my little boy's head was broken open and his brain was exposed. And she said we were a mess. But she said, my husband was not injured. We all lived and he died. Now, why? I said, I don't know. I can't tell you why. But I said, let you and I agree and God will reveal why that took place. Now, see, as long as you're just kind of just cruising along and your words don't have all that much strength to them, they're not full of the words of God, they're not full of anything but, you know, hot air, they don't do much. You know what I'm talking about. Jesus said, you are justified by your words. You're condemned by your words. Amen. And you will stand judgment for every idle word. Now, maybe we get time to talk about idle words later. But that's how important words are. As the week went by, and then on into the next week, I'm teaching right on these same scriptures here. You have whatsoever you say, believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them, and so forth, so on. And we, having the same spirit of faith as it is written, we have believed, therefore we speak. Whosoever believes in his heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead and confesses him as Lord with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. The faith is released in the words. That causes the action. Amen. Well, I kept talking about that, and after about middle to latter part of the second week there, she came to me after one of the morning sessions. She said, Brother Kenneth, I got it. I know why. She said, this wreck was absolutely horrible. She said, we were scattered out. It's like I said earlier. And she said it looked like that a couple of our children were just not going to live. She said, I was lying there on my back. And she said, I could tell I'm broken up all over. We're waiting for the emergency people to get there and all that. She said, my husband walked around and looked at all of the children, and he walked over there to me, and he got right down in my face, and he said, I'm a dead man. It impacted his very consciousness with such power, he didn't speak out of his mind, he spoke out of his heart, and he was dead in less than a week. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's when things come to pass.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.
What does it take to hit a target with precision? You need the right equipment, instruction, and discipline. Your words are important. They have impact, point you in a certain direction, and determine your future. God's Word promises you a blessed life. Choosing to agree with His promises plays a critical part in accomplishing His plan for your life. Put God's Word to work with Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. God's Word is a living word. Speaking it in faith changes you and the circumstances around you. As you listen to this teaching, begin to speak God's Word out loud so you can hear it. His words, applied daily, make small goals and lifetime dreams become reality. No matter where you are in life, you can make powerful changes that will transform your future. Start today and target your words for His results. Be empowered to live blessed in every way. Request your free copy of Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or download from our website. Discover God's Word as your source for an abundant life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Ask for Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
This word will change your life, and we want to send it to you. So our product offer this week is Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, get results. Your words are bringing you results. Results of something, the results of your words are coming to you now. Look around. This is the result of what you're saying. If you don't like the outcome, you just have to change your words in the name of Jesus. This is a great audio series by my dad. And once you get hold of that truth, that your words have the authority over your thoughts, you can live in peace and not panic. You can be victorious and not a victim. No matter what your age, you can live in God's goodness. Jesus has made this possible for me, possible for you to live the good life. You're not too young and it's never too late. That's really good news, isn't it? All you do is do things God's way. Speak His word. Guard your heart. You'll get the results that His word says you'll have. To request your free copy today or to download it for free, go to kcm.org. I want to pray for you today because whatever you're facing, Jesus has paid the price and the answer is in this book. So, Father, we thank You that Your words are true, that You've spoken good things over us. No matter what we face, we've been given peace. No matter what we face, we are not crushed. We are not abandoned. You have given us the answers in Your word and the words to speak. So, Father, lead us today. Lead us to those words that we need to speak in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith in the Word daily. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory at kcm.org. Be sure to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes and receive all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points from each broadcast. Use the notes for your own personal study or share with your family and friends. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. And in 2018, April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 31st through June 2nd, join Kenneth Copeland Ministries at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Convention Center in Sacramento, California. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
A group of people you can rely on.
Community is partnership.
Community is unity and trust.
A place to find friends.
A place to build relationships.
Community is developing together.